This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's another story that's going to take a second or two to wrap your brain around. Inflation at the wholesale level, the producer price index, it's called, rose more than expected last month. And as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer tells us, that is actually good news.
As a consumer myself, I don't exactly celebrate when I hear that prices are rising, but today's higher producer price index is actually a sign that the economy may be picking up. The cost of some raw materials is increasing because of higher demand from factories that are ramping up, says Camelia Kunin. She teaches finance at the University of North Carolina.
And they're producing more because they expect higher consumer demand. To me, this is good news for the broad economy.
Good news because factories cranking up production might need to hire more workers eventually. Chris Rupke is chief economist at the global financial group MUFG.
So in this case, because the recession happened so quickly, all we're looking for is companies being able to hire back the workers that were let go during the recession.
And producer prices only rose 0.4% in September. Although it was the first year-to-year increase since March, it's not clear that the producer price hikes will find their way down to us consumers. Stephen Cicchetti, an economist at Brandeis, looks at what would happen if, say, chicken producers raised their prices.
If the price of the chicken goes up, the price of what I pay my grocery store might go up, but it might not.
Cicchetti says maybe the grocery store substitutes, buying less chicken and more beef or tofu. Your store doesn't want to lose your business, so it may just swallow the higher cost of chicken.
And it's sometimes just the case that you can't pass on the price increase.
Cicchetti says the ideal is stable prices that allow consumers and businesses to plan. Today's producer price index could be a step in that direction. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.